Grace,
you'll go?
Yes. Hang on, I had one, but I've forgotten what it is.
Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're...
you know the rules, mate.
I didn't know. You threw it on me so quickly.
You can say anything.
You can say anything. I know, and I just completely blanked.
But this is the fun of this game, is the fact that there's no time to think. You've just got to say it. And you've got a good 5-6 seconds while she's saying a little bit. Come on.
While you're... All I can think of is riding a horse, and I did that last time. Hang on, while you're...
Stop trying to link it into what's on the podcast. Yeah,
I did that yesterday, and it was much smoother than this.
See how quick his transition
while
was.
While you're reversing your car. Also, we asked bad parts.
Literally say anything. Anything.
While you're sleeping. I've already said that too. I can't think of anything.
Anyway, this is done.
I'm so sorry.
I wasn't sure if it was going to make it on the podcast, but Grace, you're going to, for those who don't know, producer Grace slaps the thing together, cuts it, gets all the audio and stuff. You're going to put this on because I think it's important why usually we put the really good stuff up there. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Nathan and I having a bit of back and forth, bit of banter, maybe we throw it to Grace and she says something cooked.
Yeah, and then, wacky and fun.
And then we go to the phones and then we have a bit of banter with everyone and then we get out and a big laugh. Nate says the big,
it sounds like this.
Jimmy and Nate. Hobart's hit one. She goes on a bit.
She carries on.
But today we're gonna throw in. I was telling a story about Sean Combs, P. Diddy.
No.
And it's gonna make it because it's an absolute mess. And if you want, if you're listening to this, maybe and you're a fan of ours, maybe you're young and you're thinking about getting into radio, it's good to not just listen to the good stuff, but listen to the bad stuff, the stuff that doesn't work,
absolutely.
So you know what not to do.
Yeah, it was an absolute train wreck. But you know what? Sometimes you learn things from a train wreck.
There were actually a couple of train wrecks on the show this morning because I'm looking at the show plan here.
Yeah.
And the top part of the show.
Oh mate,
where I printed
this
your show
is also
plan
a
wrong.
Train wreck.
No, I know.
It makes sense because the podcast train wreck. This train wreck.
The theme is train wreck.
Oh, you can listen to
this
it
is while you're wrecking a train. What? Why are you laughing at me?
Are you free on Saturday?
Yeah. Why?
You want to go wreck a train?
Oh mate, you read my mind. We should listen to the podcast.
The Hit Breakfast Show with Jimmy and Nate.
Oh, Thursday already, Jim. Slice it, dice it. Let's eat it up.
Cancel the show. Show's over.
Why? What's happened?
Have you seen what Grace has handed us?
No, what has she handed? Oh my God. What's going on? You got in here nice and early. You seem prepared. You seem chipper, well-slept.
All of the above. I'm just having some issues with the printer, and I can't scale the show plan to fit normally on a regular page. So you've got a tiny show plan on a regular size page today. But you can still read it. It's in colour. It's fine.
To put into context for the people of Hobart, it looks like a postage stamp.
No, it does not look like a postage stamp.
We have a little
stamp.
Show plan. It sort of tells us what we're doing the show today. Mm. And Hobart, it's tiny.
What is this, a show plan for ants? I think we need one of those little spy glasses to figure out what's coming up because I've got no idea what's coming up.
Someone called the Spy Kids?
What is that? What does that say? Honestly, can't make it. It's just a blur to me.
Ban Jews. Littest invention.
No, I don't know if I need to hold it really far away. No, that doesn't help. Okay.
It's just a waste of paper, Nathan.
And you know what?
Because we're Grace hates trees.
We're environmentally
conscious.
You're
very green. I don't hate trees. I love
so
trees, which is why I'm
voting
not,
green, then, are you?
Which is why I'm not replanting it. I mean, reprinting it.
You know, replant this bit of paper. That's bad for the soil, mate. Toxins in there.
How are we just doing?
I don't know.
Nathan.
We're behind now, aren't we?
We are.
Yeah, we'll recover. We're behind.
What were you going to say? Happy 30?
You were bringing a great attitude, great positive.
I don't even care.
But I tell you what, I've been stepped on, haven't I? Yeah. You know what? Come here, Grace. Come here. Come here.
Yeah, smacker.
No,
on the bottom.
Here.
Right on the bottom.
Take your headphones off. Come here. I'm done. Say, Jim.
You're right.
Nate's left.
She knows how to press the buttons.
I don't know how to press the buttons. What do I do this play?
Yeah, tell us what's coming up. Well, Nathan, I can't read the show plan.
I can read the show plan. I've got good eyes. Banjo's latest invention brings Italian favourite to pie form, Jim.
Oh, you've spoiled it now. Everyone knows Italian favourite. It's obviously lasagna.
It's in 100.9. Jimmy and Nate.
What's this one?
Outcast. Hey, ya.
Is this still going?
No, I'm waiting for the intro.
It's hit 100.9. God damn it. What is this?
Jimmy and Nate's Hits and Gigs.
Presented by Hit 100.9 and Comedy at the Casino.
God, it's come up quick, hasn't it? It's happening tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
Rest Point Showroom. We've got a bunch of Tassie's best comedians performing a gala-style show. Shaunie B, our morning's announcer. He's going to be doing some tunes afterwards, hosted by you and I, Jim. Prizes, free drinks. What more can you want on a Friday?
I know. And you doing a bit of stand-up. You were testing some material out last night. Matt, how'd it go?
Oh, it was all right. Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Are you going to go with it or are you going to go with some old gear?
Well, I did it before anyone walked in and the crowd loved it, so it was absolutely unreal. It wasn't too bad yesterday. In fact, don't ask me. Let's ask the guy who's going to be headlining tomorrow, who also performed at Joker's last night. We've poached him over from Melbourne, fresh off the Melbourne Comedy Festival, Mr. David Rose.
Hey, thank you for being here. Yeah, from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival that was conspicuously not international this year.
Yeah, we don't need to say that bit.
We've changed it to the Melbourne Domestic Comedy Festival. Melbourne Within 5 kilometres Comedy Festival. It's a great show.
Yeah, the Melbourne whoever decided to rock up and talk to a microphone festival.
Yeah. I was thinking, you know, all the states have different slogans on their number plates.
Yeah.
So Victoria's one is Victoria, the place to be. And I felt like that was so accurate in our lockdown. Victoria, the place you have to be.
Yeah, Victoria, the place you can't leave.
Victoria, the place that you will never, ever not see.
It was nice for Nathan and I and the rest of Tasmania because everyone loves to go to Melbourne for a weekend to watch the footy, to watch some comedy, experience some culture. It's a great place. But when you guys are locked down, we're like, finally. You know what I mean? Like, it sucks in Melbourne. It's never sucked in Melbourne, but now we felt good about being
all of a sudden, we didn't want to go anywhere. Yeah. Dave, you spoke about this in your stand-up yesterday briefly, the fact that we almost had like a skip button essentially on the lockdown.
Yeah, this is my theory. I think Tasmania, you know how Netflix has the skip intro thing?
Yeah.
I think that Tasmania did that for COVID. I think the rest of the continent binged COVID and then Tasmania saw all that and they were like, no, we have seen that. We don't want it. We don't want it. Just skip.
It's true because there was a point where, what were we locked down for? It felt like 2 weeks.
I swear we had a couple of days inside.
We went to this masquerade ball and we were sending videos to our friends. And they're like, what are you doing? We're locked down. Like, we're wearing masks.
I like the fact, you guys were wearing masks, but for fun.
A masquerade ball is where we went.
That's like turning up to a prison in a prison uniform and being like, oh, it's just really nice colours. It really matches me.
I mean, I get to leave at the end of the night. That's I'm fine. I can take it back off.
Dave, as someone who does this as your profession, of course, last year would have been pretty tough. But this year with things opening up, live comedy, live stand-up is back. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, it's great. It's great to be back out in the world. Great to be heckled by all manner of people. So I went a year without heckles. Tell you the first heckle I got. I was doing a show at the Melbourne Comedy Festival about being Jewish.
Mm.
A woman yells out. She goes, "You're not Jewish." And I went, "Yeah, I am." And she goes, "No, you're not wearing the little hat." And I go, "What do you mean?" And she goes, "The Yamaha."
The Yamaha.
And I'm like, wow, you've managed to offend Jewish people and Japanese people in one word. That's incredible. Well done.
Dave, you spent a bit of time over in the US as well. You haven't just been... You are an international comedian.
Yeah,
you've done
I
some
was
stuff in the US.
Patient zero, that's right. And they're all closed because of me.
And how did they find you over there? How was the...
Oh, sneezy.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you're doing comedy over there, does it translate or is some of the stuff not hit? Does it not miss?
You know what I love about the States is that there's a great saying I heard once, which was America is like anywhere else, but more so. So America has the extremes of everything. Yeah. So like there are people who will get more upset at sort of risque jokes, and then there are people who just live for that stuff.
That's what they want.
Yeah. So I really enjoyed. I was only able to offend them, I think once. New Yorkers are impossible to offend. I was on a train in New York, and I'm with a friend, and we saw a dude on the train who I'm pretty sure was dead, just not moving. And I'm, from a small country town. I'm like, oh, my God. And I turned to my friend. I said, is he dead? And she goes, oh, yeah, he might be dead, but he's not our problem.
Well, Dave, I mean, thank you for coming and performing at our Hits and Gigs. We're about to ask on the phones right now, 131060, if you want to score some tickets, all you need to do is laugh. And if Dave's impressed by your laugh, then you'll score the tickets. But before we do that, Dave, of course, you're going to be in Tassie. I think you leave Saturday morning. Is it Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon? Or
Saturday afternoon. I'm hanging around because I want to go to the market.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, but there is one thing we do need to do, and it's this. It was your birthday. Was your birthday yesterday as well?
I know. Yeah, very exciting. I've only got two left. So,
so 27. 27 years old?
27.
27 years old.
Yeah, I'm now at the age where all the famous artists die. So that could be exciting. If you come on Friday, you may see a really unique show. It might be the last one.
His last ever show. There you go. There's a selling point for you. If you want to come to Hits and Gigs and see David Rose's last ever show, jump on the phones right now. 13.
If that doesn't get people calling, I don't know what
13, 10, 60, one of your last opportunities to score tickets to our Hits and Gigs. You've got to jump on the phones right now. Tomorrow is the day that we're putting a room of comedians on the stage. They're going to be performing.
Fine to the death.
And they're going to break a pool stick and one will survive.
Yeah, they don't know that yet.
We're hoping that person is David Rose.
One of them's from India, but we're not telling you which one.
We're going to lock the doors and we'll find out.
How did they get back? I thought we stopped all the flights.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why it's such a big show, because this guy really snuck in under the wire.
Yeah. ScoMo tried his best, but he couldn't
get it. Well, no, actually, it is ScoMo. I didn't want to spoil it, but ScoMo's coming. He's going to do 10 minutes. It's going to be great. He's going to talk a lot about the evil one. It's going to be fun.
Oh, so it's a religious one.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be a huge show. Well, if you want to see David Rose, he's in the studio now, and apparently Scott Morrison. You want to win the tickets, 13, 10, 60. Right, Dave, how this is going to work is all these calls are going to jump on the phones right now and just laugh. We're just going to ask them to laugh. As a comedian, you always want a good laugher in the crowd, or at least one.
Oh, you need them. You need them. Although you don't want them sitting, if you're recording the show, you don't want them sitting right next to the microphone as a comedian named Dilruk Jaisinghe did for one of my shows. And I love Dil. He is so funny.
Mm.
But his laugh is, it's like you're strangling a hyena. And I was filming an hour once. He sat next to the camera for the hour and I couldn't use any of the footage. I was like, no one's going to believe this is a real human being. They're going to think I've put some kind of deranged rabid animal next to the camera because I couldn't afford a real audience.
Is Dave doing his show at the Wildlife Sanctuary? Oh,
Bonnerong Wildlife Sanctuary.
Is it a Tasmanian devil?
Right, let's go to the phones. Jen from Rosetta. Hi, Jen. How are you?
Hello. Good. How are you?
Good, Jen. Do you like to laugh, drink and win prizes?
Sounds pretty good to me.
It does sound good, doesn't it, Jen? You got a favourite drink?
Oh, can't remember. It's been a while.
Oh, those kind of nights, eh, Jen? Okay.
I drink it, I black out. I can't remember what it was.
All right, Jen. Easy person to please, which is good. All right, Jen, I'm going to give you a boom tish. I need you to give us your biggest, loudest, longest laugh, okay, to impress David Rose.
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, my God. I think I went on a Tinder date with this girl.
Jen.
Is that why she drank so much? You can't remember.
Yeah, exactly. We've both been trying to forget.
Jen, do you remember going on a date with David?
No.
Yeah, okay. That makes two of you.
No, I'm trying to forget it too, Jen.
This is awkward. Reminding exes.
Well, Jen, I think I reckon I need a bit more out of that laugh.
It's pretty hard on cue.
Yeah, I know, but that's...
I remember you saying that. Sorry, is that going to get dumped?
No, it's not. We don't dump on this show, mate. Yeah.
Nate doesn't know where the button is.
Jen, we're going to do it one more time, okay? Ready for the boom tish?
Yeah.
Give me heaps of volume, mate. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, I like it. Yeah,
you're in, Jen. Well done. Okay, good stuff. You come along. We'll see you tomorrow night. Melita from Rosetta. Hi, Melita. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Melita, do you like to laugh? Do you like to drink? Do you like to win prizes?
Love it all.
Okay. Awesome. Melita, I'm going to give you a boom tish. You're going to laugh for me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go, Melita.
Oh, my God, I don't want to go on a Tinder date with this person. That is terrifying. Melita, are you a ghost? Are you haunting Port Arthur?
I bet you just come from there. I'm driving from there.
You're driving or floating from Port Arthur?
Are you driving a horse and carriage in 1865?
Melita.
She's still going.
Yeah, she's still going. You got the tickets, Melita. Well done.
Thank you.
good stuff. She was like, I'm committing to this laughing bit. All right, there you go. David Rose, we will see you tomorrow night, mate. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Love Hobart.
Professional singer. I can't stop feeling. Or just like the rest of us. I can't stop feeling. It doesn't matter. Because one person will win $15,000 cash. It's Jimmy and Nate. Sing your way to 15K.
Yeah, absolutely. The only station that can guarantee someone will win $15,000. Hobart's richest cash prize guaranteed. And Jim, you just said before, a 1 in 17 chance, which is nothing. Yeah. Absolutely nothing.
So again, too easy.
To take home the $15,000.
1 in 17 people. You're gonna be around more than 17 people in your day today.
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. Maybe even triple
count.
That.
I want you to count. So today, if you listen to the show, if you're on your way to work, count 17 people from the first person you chat to at work to the last person, and you'll see not many.
You need one of those counters that bouncers have at clubs.
Well, I'm sure you can count to 17.
Yeah, that's true. Because I guarantee it'll be more than 17. Absolutely. All right, how it works, you just got to be listening to the first song that plays at 11 a.m. and or at 2 p.m. You call us the next morning, sing a bit of it. You're in the running. You become one of the 17 people up for $15,000. Davo from Moona, 15K, mate. What would it mean for you?
Oh, mate, probably a new car and go out and splash a bit out in the town.
Yeah, that's good, Davo.
I like to hear that. New car and drinks.
Yeah, absolutely. Any cars you got your eye on, Davo?
Look, mate, always have my eyes nice V8 Commodore.
Oh, V8. V8 Commodore.
Yeah, and they're only going to go up in price. They don't make them anymore.
No, that's the reason I want one.
Smart man, Davo.
It's an investment. It's almost a collector's item. All right, Davo, what I want you to do is I'm going to kill the music. You've got to sing a little bit of the song that you heard yesterday, okay?
Okay.
All right, Davo, belt it out for us, mate. Over to you.
Right. I-I-A, Cuckoo Jumbo, I-I-A. I-I-A, Cuckoo Jumbo, I-I-A. Pick me up, put me down, put my feet back on the ground. Feel my heart and make me happy.
Oh, that's the one, Davo! Cuckoo Jumbo, Mr. President. Well done, buddy. Davo, you ever called up a radio station and sung that before?
No, mate, never.
Never. Okay, well, you have now, mate. It's on the bucket list, and you have ticked that off. Congratulations, yeah, Davo.
I'm not allowed to have favourites, Davo, but you're currently my favourite.
Well done, Davo. In the running to win $15,000 again. You can be in the running tomorrow. Listen to the first song that plays at 11 a.m. and or at 2 p.m. Call us the next morning, and that is all yours. All right, Jim, on the way, 13:10:60. What haven't you returned? No, not that. We're doing something else. What are we doing?
Doing what's your middle name?
What's your middle name? Yeah, sorry. Should be.
It's all right.
Got three different things written everywhere. Middle name. That's my fault.
What did you say? What did you say?
Oh, I looked at Bad Parker, but we did that yesterday, and then on my sheet I've got something else written. So
we're doing something. Yeah,
hey, Dave, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Dave, I'm sorry for that rubbish. You were great. Can you give us a bit more of Cuckoo Jumbo?
Mate, I'd love to, but I think I'm all for.
Nath, what else now on 13:10:60? What's your middle name? Because I feel like it's something that not a lot of people share. Usually you get your first, maybe you say your last, because the nickname's usually based off one or the other.
Yeah.
But nicknames tend to be the odd name. The one that's a little bit different.
Middle names. Yeah, you don't often introduce yourself with, hello, my name is Nathan John Edward Roy. Nice to meet you.
And if someone did that, the famous psychic.
Yeah, my parents' big psychic fans.
John
of
Edward.
Of course, John Edward.
From the beyond with John Edward.
How's he going? I haven't heard much from John Edward lately.
No idea.
Sure, I'll get him on.
Your mate.
Oh, my godfather, apparently, isn't he?
Look, the reason I do want to ask the question is, friend of the show, Sean Diddy Combs.
Not the one you would have gone for. What one would you like? Nasty Girl? Nasty Girl.
There's the one.
What about Diddy? That's P. Diddy.
P. Diddy. No, that's P. Diddy. That's him.
Yeah.
I just don't, he doesn't have a classic song.
Yeah. All right.
There's one. Type in Bad Boys.
Bad Boys? Some Bad Boys?
That's probably my favourite song of his. We don't have it, though.
We don't have it.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. How's it go?
Dun 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 dun. We ain't going nowhere.
Oh,
this can't be stopped now. Because we're bad boys for life. That's my favourite P. Diddy song.
Is that P. Diddy?
But yeah.
We don't have it.
I'll be missing you.
I'll be missing you. Righto.
Yeah, so here is Puff Daddy.
This is Puff.
Yeah. Life after death.
Is him?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's not him singing. That's Faye
Evans.
That's
him going. It's him going. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do the, play the start of it.
You want the start of it?
Because that's him rapping.
Oh, it's something to do, dun, 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 dun. This
feeling
bit.
Hard with you not around.
Here we go.
Ready? Okay. Oh, let's hear, let's hear whispering. Wait, wait, wait.
Come on, Diddy. Here we go.
Ready?
Seems like yesterday we used to rock the show. Great, there it is. All right, took us 2 minutes, but we got
yeah.
there.
Oh, and he's also, he's in that...
oh, should I search it? Quick, tell me what it is. Let's go through it again.
131060, what's your favourite P. Diddy song? Give us a call.
You know what? Let's throw the show plan out the window.
Wow, Wednesdays, what about...
Thumping Thursdays. Thumping Thursdays. That does not even make sense. What are you saying? What are you saying?
No, we're going to be Fridays. Right. Surely be able to play some P. Diddy
131060, what's your middle name? Jump on the phones. That's
oh,
what
yeah, he's changed his middle name to Love.
Okay, there it is. He's changed his middle name to Love.
So, legally, he posted a photo of his driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
So now it says something, but it's Love. No, this is not him. Now people are
just
confused.
Wait, no, wait, wait. Oh, people are already confused. Ready? It takes about 15 yeah. seconds. I've committed
don't
now.
Get
I've committed. I've committed.
Oh, God. It's a train wreck.
You started it.
No, you
What's
started it.
What's his middle name? There you go.
You started when you said, what's coming up? You went, what did you forget? Where did the bad parking?
What's your middle name? 131060.
Yeah, we just asked 131060, what's your favourite P. Diddy song? And
no one's called, weirdly enough.
Mo Money, Mo Problems.
Oh, that is a bop.
I know. We got heaps of messages on Instagram from people saying, why didn't you guys play that one?
Yeah, well, clearly people were into this then, weren't they? Mo Money, Mo Problems.
So he's on this track. There he is.
Why didn't we go with this?
I totally forgot about it.
Go get him,
probably
man.
His biggest
this is
song.
The, like, one of the biggest songs. Good on him.
So,
I mean, not the question we were asking. No, just a sidebar.
We did ask 131060, what's your middle name? This is because Sean Combs, P. Diddy, legally changed his name to Sean Love Combs. Mm-hmm. He posted a photo of his driver's license online, and there it's legally changed now. He's paid to have it changed to Love. Now, I just want to say my middle name, probably the best of the team, Basil.
Yeah, Basil
is my middle name.
Great middle name.
Which was my grandfather's name. So
great name.
I'm always reminded of it when I walk into Woolies and I see it. And I go,
yeah, it's nice. There you go. He's come back as a Basil.
That's exactly what I think.
And you know who said it? My middle name, John Edward. You can talk to him.
Oh, what's Grace's middle name? I forgot.
Like Jane or something? What's
no,
yours?
It's real boring. It's just Aaron, but with a Y instead of an I.
Actually?
Yeah.
Huh. That's that makes
that's
it more fun.
That's more interesting.
With a Y?
There was a cyclone at the time near when I was born, and my parents were like, Cyclone Aaron. And they were like, that's nice.
You would what? You were named after a
You're named
cyclone?
After a cyclone?
Yeah.
Really? So we got a psychic, a cyclone, and some fresh produce. And Jim, God, we love this lady. Please welcome to the show the Mayor of Glenorchy and possibly the newest independent member for Clark, of course, Christy Johnson.
Hello.
Christy, thank you so much for joining us. First of all,
thank you for having me.
How are you feeling at the moment?
I'm really nervous. This has to be the longest week ever.
Yeah, because we're just talking off air just then. How long before you will find out the final results of whether or not you're going to become the newest independent member for Clark?
I hope they're going to do a bit of an update this afternoon on the website, okay. But we won't know until at least Tuesday next week. So I feel like the last 5 weeks of the campaign was so incredibly fast, but this week it seems like a year already. Yeah. It's what, Thursday today? Is that where we're up to?
Yeah, yeah. Sorry to remind you.
Look, I mean, I don't know how you're feeling, but in primary school I went for school captain and one of the other people, they demanded like a recount and it was the longest 50 minutes. I
50
think.
Minute recount.
A recount, what, with the five kids in your school?
Yeah, no.
There's 30 ballot papers. Yeah,
there was
a long
I think
time to
32
scrutinize.
In my grade. So I'm feeling you. I'm feeling
Thank you.
Christy, look, I mean, we don't want to, you know, we don't want to count our chickens before they hatch.
No.
But I mean, it must be conflicting as well because if you are to get this, it means you're no longer the mayor of Glenorchy and you,
That's
you,
right.
and you're loved within the community. So
I love my job as mayor.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Oh, look, it's difficult because I as I say, I love my job as mayor and it's been a really great privilege. privilege to be mayor, but I do feel like I can do some more for the community by being in Parliament. So that's why I obviously put my hand up. But there will be a great team at council there. Yeah, we've got a really solid team, and I'm sure there'll be a great number of candidates for mayor if I'm lucky enough to be elected.
So if you are, as Nate said, the newest independent member for Clark, what are some of the things that you want to do? What are some of the things that you want to change?
Oh, look, there's lots of things that I want to change, and certainly health was the number one issue that people talked to me about in the community during the campaign. So I'm really keen to shine a spotlight on what's happening in our health system and to make sure that people get the right care they need at the right time and hopefully in their own home and community too, which is really important. But obviously the rail is a big passion of mine. Pokie machines don't belong in pubs and clubs, and I'm very keen to keep the government to account on that particular one, and really just being the voice of the community. So my whole approach to being mayor is to be really grassroots and out there talking to the people and finding out what matters to them. And I'll continue to do that as hopefully MP.
Absolutely. I mean, Christy, it's funny because just off air before, producer Grace came in and she was like, I'm so devastated because you're her mayor at the moment.
Personal mayor.
I go out and collect her bins.
Absolutely. She really is grassroots, isn't she?
Yeah. Grassroots. Doing all
the pulling the weeds out, grassroots.
Exactly.
But Christy, I mean, you must feel pretty proud because I feel like you are an absolute role model as a woman in power, as a woman in leadership for people in the community. Moving up the ranks, how does this make you feel knowing that you have such an influence on women, young and old, within the Tasmanian community?
Oh, look, I'm incredibly proud of the community that I serve, and I love working with them. And I've particularly really enjoyed, as mayor, working with the young girls in our community. So our Emerging Leaders Club that I set up a couple of years ago has been fantastic, and working with those young girls both at Montrose Bay High and Cosgrove High to show them that you can be whatever you want to be, and you just need to put your hand up, give it a go, and that there are amazing people out there to support you. And I've been very lucky that I've had so much support around me in the community as well.
Since your tenure as mayor of Glenorchy as well, do you think there has been an improvement in the way women are recognised in positions of leadership, particularly within Glenorchy?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got 7 women out of 10 on council, which is fantastic. And that's sort of unprecedented in Tasmania. We've got a lot of women in our executive leadership team as well, which is fantastic. And I think you can really demonstrate through the number of girls that are coming through and doing achieving wonderful things in our community that women really do a fantastic job, and we should be out there celebrating that.
Absolutely.
Can I ask you as well, Christy, like there's a lot of about the numbers and Libs and Labor going, well, I won't lead a majority, rah, rah, rah.
Yeah.
I guess how important is it to be an independent and to have an independent there?
Look, it's incredibly important, and both, right throughout the campaign, before the campaign even, I spoke to people who said they're just so disillusioned with party politics and parties talking about themselves rather than about the issues that matter to them. So to have an independent on the floor, to keep the parties accountable, to say, stop talking about yourselves and start talking about the community that elected you. That's your job, people. Get on with it. That's really important to hold them to account, and that's going to be what my prime role will be in the Parliament, hopefully.
Christy, you've done such a phenomenal job. We wish you all the best of
luck. Thank you very much.
Until next Tuesday.
Have you still got time for us now that you're moving
absolutely
up in the world?
Okay. Plenty of time for you guys,
If you've got time
absolutely
to take Grace's bins out, you've got time
to
be on this show,
Christy.
Here.
Exactly right.
Thank you so much for joining us. We wish you all the best
of
luck.
Thank you so much.
We know you probably won't sleep over the next few days.
Who's got time to sleep?
But after next Tuesday, you will be hopefully celebrating. Christy Johnson, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Now, if we've been trying to get Peter Gutwin on the show, but apparently he's busy. He's absolutely dogged us. Panthered us.
What would panthering us involve? Biting us on the neck? In which case,
not again. You haven't even had a beer this time. What's going on? No, look, we couldn't get him, but we have reached out to someone, and very exciting, this person joining us on the show next.
It's Jimmy and Nath and Elmo.
Hey, it's me, it's Elmo, and I love Jimmy and Nath.
On Hit 100.9.
Yeah, it's only the natural person to get on to talk about the state election, really, isn't it, Elmo?
Look, people don't know, but Elmo's really into Tasmanian state politics.
Yeah, he's really big in it as well.
Yeah, he wore a moustache last weekend and tried to vote.
He did try to vote, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if he votes red.
Well, because people probably know this listening to the show. Between the pair of us, you're the more hard-hitting interviewer.
Oh, absolutely.
And maybe that's just from being on Sunday night and being interviewed by Melissa Doyle.
Yeah, I'm just used to being around some of the top-line journalists in the country.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie, I've picked up quite a few of their skills.
Yeah. So, are you how hard? Because most people want to know a lot about the election. It affects all of us. How hard are you going to go in Elmo?
You don't want to go hard straight away. I'll throw a few softballs. Well, he's a bit of a softball, isn't he? I'll throw a few softballs his way first. But then, we're going to get to the nitty gritty of it.
Are you going to ask him if he votes red?
Absolutely, I will. Oh, no, I'm going harder than that. I want him to chat on policies. I want him to know about policies. So, Elmo, if you're listening, I haven't seen him yet. He's not in yet, but I hope he's reading up.
I think he's downstairs. I think Producer Grace, he was here. Producer Grace sent him to get coffees, which he's not stoked about that either.
Oh, he's going to be pissed.
Yeah, he's Elmo.
He's going
to
be so mad.
You don't send Elmo
mad.
To get coffees.
Oh,
you send Mitch McPherson.
You know what? We know what Elmo's like when we ask him to get in early, let alone get coffees. Are you kidding? Do you know how angry he's going to be?
Well, I'm just really busy this morning and he was there. He was just hanging around. And I was like, actually, do you mind popping down?
We're the ones who have to chat with him.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing him. He's a friend of the show.
Oh, I always look forward to seeing him.
But now he's just going to be in a mood.
But he's going to be in a mood.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Elmo's going to join us next to talk all things Tassie state election. Jim, we were just discussing the fact that we've been trying to get Peter Gatlin on, of course, to talk all things state elections. Yeah. Still ripe in the journalistic airways at the moment. Haven't been able to track him down.
No, he's apparently a bit busy for us. Too busy riding his e-scooter around.
Now, in the political world, you've heard of someone like Laurie Oates, of course, who is a political correspondent. You've heard of... other
Liv on Sunrise.
Oh yeah,
your mate.
Yeah, what's her name?
Liv.
Yeah, Liv. Don't know her last name, but she's a journalist. You've heard of other ones. One political reporter you may not have heard joins us in the studio right now. It's this guy.
It's Jimmy and Nath and Elmo.
Hey, it's me. It's Elmo, and I love Jimmy and Nath
on Hit 100.9.
Elmo.
Elmo's here.
Elmo. I mean, I need to apologise firstly because I know...
Elmo doesn't drink coffee.
Yeah, Producer Grace did send you down for coffee this morning, which I know sometimes you're not happy getting up early and coming on the show, but to send you down for coffee is another level.
No, Elmo knows this is a kid show, and Elmo loves kids, so Elmo won't really say what he thinks of Producer Grace.
Okay, just give her a look, Elmo. What's that?
It's radio, Nate. No one knows what Elmo does with his hands. Yay, Elmo's here.
Now, Elmo, we did have you on a couple of weeks ago. Did you go back home to Sesame Street, or have you been staying in the state?
No, most people don't know about Elmo. Elmo loves Tasmanian politics.
Right,
so
okay.
Elmo decided to stay in Tasmania and try and vote.
Because the thing is, no, we did speak about this off air. You're not a citizen of Tasmania, which means you can't vote.
No, Elmo tried, but Elmo said, Elmo from Sesame Street! And then the lady was like, that's not in Tasmania.
Yeah.
So,
What electorate is Sesame Street part of?
Elmo said clock, but they said no.
No. Okay, how many different places did you try to vote
Elmo said bark. Elmo's confused. Elmo didn't know.
Right, okay. Now,
Elmo said he was from...
You did go into a couple of polling places to try...
Elmo tried. Elmo also wanted to get a sausage, but couldn't find one.
Yeah, well, that was the thing. There was a problem with election election snacks this year. Was this something that disappointed you? Because I know in the past, I don't know how it works in Sesame Street. Do you guys vote in Sesame Street? Is there a local mayor of Sesame Street?
No, Elmo's more like an emperor. When Elmo says goes... Elmo's a dictator.
Oh, right. Okay.
Elmo's big boss.
You're a dictator, are you?
Yeah, Elmo, there's no vote. No democracy. Okay. No democracy in Sesame Street.
You don't give the people a vote.
No, because Elmo has a popular vote.
Oh, right, okay.
Because Elmo, maybe Oscar the Grouch.
Mm-hmm.
And then Big Bird.
Okay, so you're the top. You're the three leaders.
There's the big three
of Sesame
Street. You're surprised
Street.
That Oscar's second.
Yeah, I am surprised that Oscar. Why isn't Big Bird second? Have you been putting on a push to get rid of him?
Just need to create a little more distance. Oh,
did you Malcolm Turnbull Big Bird?
Well, that's a good one. Actually. That's a good question.
Are you going to ask something, Jimmy? You're just gonna...
No. Nate's more the hard-hitting journalist.
Yeah, no,
okay. I like you, though, Jimmy.
No, you're good to see you too, mate.
Yeah, he's the good cop. I'm asking the hard-hitting questions. Now, okay, Elmo, let's talk.
Elmo was also... Because Cookie Monster wanted... Cookie Monster blew, so Cookie Monster was backing the Liberal Party.
Right,
so Cookie Monster wanted to celebrate the win, but I couldn't find any cookies for Cookie Monster.
Right, okay.
No sausages, no cookies.
Now, because you are red, does that mean you're a fan of the Labor Party? You're a fan of Beck Weiss?
Well, not anymore.
Oh, you flip-flopped, have you? Straight away.
Elmo's on the winning team!
Okay, I don't think there's...
Elmo doesn't really understand politics, but Elmo's red, so Elmo voted for Rebecca White.
Okay.
I mean, Elmo didn't vote, but if he could.
So, yeah, if you could vote, you would have... Just because it's red? Is that the only reason?
Everyone votes for their color. I vote for Labour. Cookie Monster votes for the Libs. Oscar votes for the Greens.
And Big Bird Pauline Hanson, apparently.
Clive Palmer, strangely enough.
Okay, well, Elmo, I mean, before we do let you go...
Yeah, we just got one question left for Emma.
Is there anything else you want to say to the politicians within Tasmania? Of course, we know Peter Gutwin did get the win. We couldn't get Peter Gutwin. Have you come across Peter Gutwin?
Elmo doesn't really like Peter Gutwin.
Oh. Because that's a controversial thing to finish on.
He seems nice, but Elmo's red and furry with lots of hair.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have much hair.
Oh, you're saying, oh, because he doesn't have much hair. He doesn't understand
and
you.
And Elmo saw his tattoo. He looks dangerous.
Oh, yeah, the
Elmo's
panther.
Scared.
No, I think
yeah.
it's a fun... Are there any, no panthers on Sesame
no
Street?
No panthers on Sesame Street.
Yeah, right, okay.
And Elmo also heard that they're struggling to count some of the votes still.
Oh, okay, right.
So Elmo could give you a count.
Oh, yeah, he's
good
at counting.
So Christy Johnson can get in. You guys had her on. She seems lovely.
You like Christy Johnson,
Christy,
don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, she's good. I like her.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, we can let Christy Johnson that Elmo is on her side. But Elmo, thank
no,
you for
Peter's
coming in.
Okay. Everyone's okay. Elmo loves everyone!
Oh, you are a flip-flopper, aren't you?
Except producer Grace. I really didn't want to get those coffees.
All right,
bye,
Elmo.
Bye.
Thank you, Elmo. Have a good day,
yeah,
buddy.
See Elmo, mate. See ya.
Oh, he's gone. Yeah. Okay. All right, Christy Johnson might have the count. Counting your vote.
One for Christy.
It's it. Good morning.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.